Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The center fielder, John Moses. Batting eighth. The catcher, Donnie Scott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Scott and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Fletcher scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball four. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Owen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Owen. Kittle scores. Nichols moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a pop-up towards first. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Davis reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The ball gets by Scott. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Tartabull moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Moses steals second. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salazar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Moses scores. Perkins moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tartabull fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Frank Wills now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive towards short. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skinner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tartabull fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Scott reaches second base with a double. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Perkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Scott and he is out, Perkins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Greg Walker now playing first base. Luis Salazar now playing center field. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bradley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Where Meister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Skinner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Perkins throws to second for one, and Owen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Where Meister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Valley now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Domingo Ramos pinch hits for Spike Owen. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Danny Tartabull now playing shortstop. Domingo Ramos now playing third base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Tartabull settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob James now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Baines moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Chambers pinch hits for John Moses. Al Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.